Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we go out, find a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long that we can hang on. So with that, Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 4.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 297.
And while I go dig out what podcast that is, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And the number 4 represents games and hobbies in iTunes, and the number 297th podcast in the all podcast section leads us to video games, the number 2, the max. Video Games to the Max is the official games podcast of W, the number 2, MNET. What are you two, Mnet? Where Sean Garmer and Mark Morrison get together to talk about everything involving video games. Every week, we discuss what we are playing, games we are reviewing, the gaming news of the week, and just have some fun talking about some random things like Doctor Who, movies, TV shows, anime, and more. You can check out Mark, Sean's, or the at W2MN Network. Make sure to go to W2MNET Facebook page and the W2MNET Instagram as well. Sure, why wouldn't I do that? Because I've heard none of your podcasts at this point. Also, right now, you're putting the name of your show, Video Games to the Max, at the very beginning of your episodes, which is a waste of space because if I look up about an inch and a half, I see, number one, a big image that says Video Games, number two, the Max, and the actual name of the show, Video Games to the Max. So you're wasting your headline, but we're going to listen to the episode from November 5th called, you guessed it, Video Games to the Max, number 168, Call of Duty, WW2, Super Mario, Odyssey, Paris. Now, I can't read the rest of that because, well, you took up half your headline putting in Video Games to the Max. And it goes a little something like this.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment. No.
Voiceover would be good any time now. Seriously. Hello? Anybody home?
Oh, that was Hello and welcome to another Video Games to the Max. This is episode 168.
You're kidding me.
And we, of course, are brought to you by W2Net.com, and we are in partnership with Formania.com and Last Word Life.
Are you speaking English? So, W2Net?
Mark, we actually kept it on schedule this week. So, anything going on with you?
Playing a few new games and trying to find a new computer to buy.
So, you just bought a new computer.
Yeah, I have an MSI laptop that has like two small issues. One of the fans is kind of rattling around a little.
I would eject at this point, but I can't look away from the train wreck.
Game, then you can hear it kind of rattle. Sounds like an old PS3. And certain keys on my keyboard stopped working. The L key, the down key, and like the number 9 key in my number pad.
All right. Your audio is not very good. Your first impression does not get me excited about what's coming up on the show because you're too busy talking about the number 9 key. I went to your website, and the other thing is I hear a lot of people do this. They'll come up with a special name, like the Black Safari digits. It's the Black Safari digits. And what they'll end up doing is they'll say they know their name, so they're like, yeah, it's the Black Safari digits. And you're like, what? It's the Black Safari digits. I've heard people say the name of their show so fast, and they're saying W2Mnet. 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 But see, first of all, W2Mnet is a, in my opinion, W2M, if you have to explain the name, you picked the wrong name. W2M stands for Wrestling to the Max, and then net means the internet.com. And their website actually isn't that bad, but I had to go to their about page, and it still didn't. I had to dig pretty deep to do that, which normally I don't do, but I was just intrigued by this. And so give me a table of contents, you know, and also when you had the music at the beginning, completely pointless. Why not welcome to the Wrestling to the Max show? Here's your host, Nerd Boy and, you know, Jim Bob. Whatever. That was an absolute waste of time. I always love the fact that the following is an official, you know, as opposed to, I thought I was listening to CBS. Okay. So, not a great first impression, not great audio quality, and in general, just a classic example of podcasters asking people to get on the bus without knowing where it's going. Now, granted, this was Games to the Max, and your title says you're going to talk about Call of Duty and things of that nature, but I guess really what I wanted to know is which keys are sticking on your keyboard. That's really more important than the new Call of Duty show. And I understand it's really easy to do that. You kind of want to like do a little icebreaker or something like that, but do we have to? Do we really have to do, you know, do why? I that's my new thing. It's my new pet peeve. I don't think we need icebreakers. How are you? Good. You ready to talk about Call of Duty? Yes. Let's do that. Let's do that. I don't think we need a lot of like, what have you been up to? I don't know. My dishwasher broke. My cat threw up in the living room. And yeah, I don't think we need that. Cut it out. Yeah, meaning edit it out or just cut it out. Don't do it. So I think that's, I understand why we feel the need to do that. I don't know why, but our call to action should be, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. Let's talk about this. Let's, shall we? And get to the meat and potatoes. Because basically what it boils down to is improv, when it's done by people that know and study and do improv, is usually pretty awful. And when it's done by people who have no training in it whatsoever, it's really awful. And it's a horrible first impression. So I think you sounded like you're using a headset. I would just, you know, run it through Auphonic, AUPHONIC.com, or just adjust your levels. But in general, not a great first impression. So if you would like to have your show featured on the podcast, I don't hate them all, for the record, today. And, you know, I love the fact that one of the listeners said, you got to keep doing random shows. Because on occasion, like you right now could go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button and jump in line. And so, you know, we're going to do one random one a week because apparently you like it when we find a train wreck like the M2Mnet.com podcast. So podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button if you want to cut in line. And if you want to start a podcast, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/start. Or if you want a little handholding, you want a little group coaching, this starts in January 2018. Check out podcastinginsixweeks.com, and I will guide you through the entire process along with a very small class size. We will meet every Saturday, and by the end of February, you will have a podcast in all the popular directories. Check it out at podcastinginsixweeks.com. Thanks for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.